This episode is brought to you by IVP. The gospel has not always been good news for Indigenous Americans. However, despite the far-reaching effects of colonialism, God continues to draw Native communities to himself. In his book, Rescuing the Gospel from the Cowboys, Richard Twist surveys the painful, complicated history of Christian missions among his own people, and he provides a contextualized expression of the Christian faith among North American Native communities. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive 25% off this book when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through Ezekiel chapter 39. Ezekiel chapter 37, beginning at verse 15. The Lord's message came to me. As for you, son of man, take one branch and write on it, for Judah and for the Israelites associated with him. Then take another branch and write on it, for Joseph, the branch of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel associated with him. Join them as one stick. They will be as one in your hand. When your people say to you, "Will you not tell us what these things mean?" Tell them, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am about to take the branch of Joseph that is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel associated with him, and I will place them on the stick of Judah and make them into one stick. They will be one in my hand. The sticks you write on will be in your hand in front of them. Then tell them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am about to take the Israelites from among the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from round about and bring them to their land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king will rule over them all. They will never again be two nations and never again be divided into two kingdoms. They will not defile themselves with their idols, their detestable things, and all their rebellious deeds. I will save them from all their unfaithfulness by which they sinned. I will purify them. They will become my people, and I will become their God. My servant David will be king over them. There will be one shepherd for all of them. They will follow my regulations and carefully observe my statutes. They will live in the land I gave to my servant Jacob, in which your fathers live. They will live in it, they and their children and their grandchildren forever. David, my servant, will be prince over them forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be a perpetual covenant with them. I will establish them, increase their numbers, and place my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then when my sanctuary is among them forever, the nations will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel." Ezekiel chapter 38, a prophecy against Gog. The Lord's message came to me, "Son of man, turn toward Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and bring you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them fully armed, a great company with shields of different types, all of them armed with swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Put are with them, all of them with shields and helmets. They are joined together by Gomer with all its troops and by Beth Togarma. From the remote parts of the north with all its troops, many peoples are with you. Be ready and stay ready, you and all your companies assembled around you, and be a guard for them. After many days, you will be summoned. In the latter years, you will come to a land restored from the ravages of war. From many peoples gathered on the mountains of Israel that had long been in ruins, its people were brought out from the peoples, and all of them will be living securely. You will advance. You will come like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the earth, you, all your troops, and the many other peoples with you. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil plan. You will say, I will invade a land of unwalled towns. I will advance against those living quietly in security, all of them living without walls and barred gates, to loot and plunder, to attack the inhabited ruins and the people gathered from the nations who are acquiring cattle and goods, who live at the center of the earth. Sheba and Dedan and the traders of Tarshish with all its young warriors will say to you, have you come to loot? Have you assembled your armies to plunder, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to haul away a great amount of spoils? Therefore, prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. On that day when my people Israel are living securely, you will take notice and come from your place from the remote parts of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a vast army. You will advance against my people Israel like a cloud covering the earth. In future days, I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may acknowledge me, when before their eyes I magnify myself through you, O Gog. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Are you the one of whom I spoke in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days that I will bring you against them? On that day, when Gog invades the land of Israel, declares the Sovereign Lord, my rage will mount up in my anger, in my zeal, in the fire of my fury. I declare that on that day there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the wild beasts, all the things that creep on the ground, and all people who live on the face of the earth will shake at my presence. The mountains will topple, the cliffs will fall, and every wall will fall to the ground. I will call for a sword to attack Gog. On all my mountains, declares the Sovereign Lord, every man's sword will be against his brother. I will judge him with plague and bloodshed. I will rain down on him his troops and the many peoples who are with him, a torrential downpour, hailstones, fire and brimstone. I will exalt and magnify myself. I will reveal myself before many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 39. As for you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn around and drag you along. I will lead you up from the remotest parts of the north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. I will knock your bow out of your left hand and make your arrows fall from your right hand. You will fall dead on the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and the people who are with you. I give you as food to every kind of bird and every wild beast. You will fall dead in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will send fire on Magog and those who live securely in the coastlands. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Realize that it is coming, and it will be done, declares the Sovereign Lord. It is the day I have spoken about. Then those who live in the cities of Israel will go out and use the weapons for kindling the shields, bows and arrows, war clubs, and spears. They will burn them for 7 years. They will not need to take wood from the field or cut down trees from the forest because they will make fires with the weapons. They will take the loot from those who looted them and seize the plunder of those who plundered them, declares the Sovereign Lord. On that day, I will assign Gog a grave in Israel. It will be the valley of those who travel east of the sea. It will block the way of the travelers. There they will bury Gog and all his horde. They will call it the Valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months, Israel will bury them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them, and it will be a memorial for them on the day I magnify myself, declares the Sovereign Lord. they will designate men to scout continually through the land, burying those who remain on the surface of the ground in order to cleanse it. They will search for 7 full months. When the scouts survey the land and see a human bone, they will place a sign by it until those assigned to burial duty have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. A city by the name of Hamona will also be there. They will cleanse the land. As for you, son of man, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Tell every kind of bird and every wild beast, assemble and come. Gather from all around to my slaughter that I am going to make for you, a great slaughter on the mountains of Israel. You will eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of warriors and drink the blood of princes of the earth, the rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, all of them fattened animals of Bashan. You will eat fat until you are full and drink blood until you are drunk at my slaughter that I have made for you. You will fill up at my table with horses and charioteers, with warriors and all the soldiers, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will display my majesty among the nations. All the nations will witness the judgment I have executed and the power I have exhibited among them. Then the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. The nations will know that the house of Israel went into exile due to their iniquity, for they were unfaithful to me. So I hid my face from them and handed them over to their enemies. All of them died by the sword. According to their uncleanness and rebellion, I have dealt with them, and I hid my face from them. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob, and I will have mercy on the entire house of Israel. I will be zealous for my holy name. They will bear their shame for all their unfaithful acts against me, when they live securely on their land with no one to make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them from the countries of their enemies, I will magnify myself among them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them into exile among the nations, and then gathered them into their own land. I will not leave any of them in exile any longer. I will no longer hide my face from them when I pour out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Covenant-keeping God, thank you, O God, even for hard passages like this, O God, that talk about judgment, O God, judgment for unfaithfulness, O God, of your people, Lord. Thank you, O God, that even though your people, O God, the people of Israel were sent into exile and were put under the yoke of their enemies, O God, and were oppressed by the yoke of their enemies, O God, I thank you, O God, that even exile, even judgment, oh God, in this case, oh God, in this context, had an expiration date. Thank you, oh God, that your mercy and your compassion shines forth. And I thank you, oh God, that mercy said no more. They will be my people. I will be their God. I will make my glory known among them when I bring them back into their own land, when I gather them, and they will no longer be divided into two nations or two kingdoms, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the unity that comes along, oh God, with being and belonging to you, oh God. Would you help us, oh God, to be a unified people? Oh God, there are so many splinters and so many fissures in the church, oh God, in America, Lord. Would you help us make us one, oh God? The high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed, God, I pray that that would be made manifest for us in our current context, oh God. And I pray, and I thank you, oh God, for your compassion, oh God, and that you promise, oh God, in so many ways, oh God, to care for your people, you've bound yourself to us through covenant, oh God. Would you help us, oh God, to be found faithful to the call by your grace, not by our own strength, but by your grace, oh God. Would you help us, oh God, to be people that escape the judgment because of the judgment that fell on Jesus Christ when he died on the cross and was buried and rose again for our salvation. Would you help us, O God, to be people, O Lord God, that live resurrected lives, O God, in our everyday life, in our comings, in our goings, O God. Would you help us to be people who have a great reverence for you, for your grace and your compassion toward us. Help us not to take it for granted. Help us to be those, O God, who escape the judgment and who seek to have those around us and others, O God, escape the judgment as well. Help us, O Lord God, to live in a manner that causes people to ask us, what's the reason for the hope that we have in these dark and evil days? Would you help us, O God, to not be ashamed to proclaim the reason for our hope? I thank you that hope is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. So would you help us to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ boldly, winsomely, with wisdom, discernment, and ultimately with love? I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.